All right, welcome to we're going to do something a little different. I'm actually going to crank open one of my, I'm going to crack open one of my products that I teach in class. It's a portion of the course, the two-day course that's called the Motor Vehicle Stop. And over the next few days, I'm going to go through different slides and things that I teach in course. And I'm going to give this to you guys, you know, absolutely free, because I want you to know more, to be able to go out there and use this stuff. I know some of you can't make it to the training. Maybe there's some people out of state who can't make it to the training in New Jersey and need to wait till I come to where they are. But there's no sense in holding it back from everybody. So let's go over some stuff on a motor vehicle stop. I'm going to go through the first few slides. We'll stop, you know, just for time purposes. And we'll get back into this tomorrow and we'll continue up from where we left off. But I'm just going to talk about the motor vehicle stop. And, you know, we've talked about what to look for in cars, things you can use, cases that you can use. This all ties together to your motor vehicle stop. And really, it's conducting a criminal motor vehicle stop is very different than conducting a regular motor vehicle stop, because I'm not saying it's a felony stop where you have to have your gun drawn and everybody's out of the car with their hands on the ground. And, you know, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about how to get your mindset from writing tickets, hoping that the car smells like weed and you stumble across something, into conducting a motor vehicle stop in an investigatory manner and looking for something different. I mean, really, again, I always tell guys this, you have to pick one or two things. I mean, one or the other. You can't have both. You're either going to write tickets or you're going to be a interdictor, whatever you feel like you need to do. But if you're out trying to find arrests, eventually, and if you write tickets, you'll stumble across a warrant here and there, or maybe a 340, which is a suspended driver. But, and this goes for all the out-of-state guys, it's going to be a really good portion for you guys as well. We'll go over this stuff, and everybody should be able to learn from this and then go out and do something a little bit better. So here's the first thing I'm going to tell you as we get through the first slide. Please do not depend solely on the odor of marijuana to determine whether or not you're going to search a vehicle. One, this stuff's going to be legal soon, all right? Maybe not in the next 3 years, maybe not in the next five, but if you got more than 10 years to go, I'm guessing that you're going to see weed become legalized at some point. And then what do you do then when it's legal, when you're pulling people over and they have weed in the car? We don't know what that litigation's going to look like. We don't know what that law is going to look like. But there's so many guys who have asked this question, like, why would I ever ask for consent to search if I didn't smell weed or whatever it may be? Like, you got to remember that heroin doesn't smell like weed. Cocaine doesn't smell like weed. Fraudulent credit cards and stolen identities don't smell like weed. Stolen items don't smell like weed. You know, there's so many things that don't smell like weed, but there's so many things that you're missing on because you're just waiting on that odor of marijuana to ask for consent to search or to at least begin some investigatory questioning. So you can't just depend on that. Somebody pitched that question to somebody else in a group, and they're like, why would you ever ask consent? Or why would you ever try to search a car if you didn't smell weed? Like, because everything else doesn't smell like weed. There's obviously a lot more shit going on. There, I've had jobs where I've had weed wrapped up so well and so concealed so well for the smell, the odor, that you could hold it to your nose and you wouldn't be able to smell the marijuana. So how do we find things? And there's all these criminal indicators that you have to pick up on, you have to get better at, and you have to practice, and you come to the two-day course, I can teach you a lot of this stuff, and you can, I'll give you that foundation, you can go and build upon that, right? So just please, you have to figure out different ways of questioning people. And again, your reasonable suspicion starts when you spot the car, okay? That's, you're going to have a lot of stuff going on. You have to become, you have to recognize what you're experiencing and what's sending these red flags up in your mind that makes you interested in this car as a interdiction officer or interdictor. As a matter of fact, as I wrote this course, I literally had a pen and pad on the side of the road. You could ask Diorca Hernandez, who rode with me. She would sit in the car, and I would just be writing notes on after motor vehicle stops, all the things that I picked up on before, during, and after the stop. Even I'd have people in the back of the car, you know, like ask me, like, what are you writing down? And I'm like, no, just you said this, and I wanted to get this documented. So then I took all this stuff from 6 months of note-taking on all these motor vehicle stops, and I had like 150 pages of notes. And I put them into a PowerPoint and tailored them down to this product that we have now. But again, back to this, you have to stop thinking about the only time I'm going to search a car is when I smell marijuana, because you're never going to figure out how to get better stuff if that's all you're working on, right? So I'm going to go down a little bit. And here's some other tips. We're going to go through a lot of good tips in these videos over the next few days. I'm going to give you the whole course, just the one portion of the whole course out of the 2 day. So the guys who can't make it in can get this stuff and use it now. All right, remember this, the camera in your vehicle doesn't have a nose and it can't tell you what you're smelling. My advice to you is this. If you're going to start playing that game of, oh, I smell marijuana, I'm going to search your car, don't get into the habit of that, especially if you're not finding marijuana. Now, if you're doing that and you're finding marijuana, great. If you do it 9 times and 1 time you can't find weed, wonderful. That's okay. But if you do it 5 times and you can't find weed every time, you got a problem. The courts are going to have a little, somebody's going to have a problem with that eventually. So what do? Get them to submit all PC if you can to include Title 39 violation acknowledgement. And for the other states, Title 39 in New Jersey is the motor vehicle violation. So if I stopped the car and somebody wasn't wearing a seatbelt, I really would put their mind at ease and say, look, I'm out here tonight. I just want to know, why weren't you wearing a seatbelt when you passed me? And they're like, oh, I'm like, look, it's no big deal. I don't have intentions of writing tickets. I never tell people that I wasn't writing them a ticket because obviously I would have to write that ticket later on if I found some kind of illegal activity in the car to generate obviously a probable cause for my stop or in New Jersey reasonable suspicion. But I would say something like this, like, I see you're not wearing a seatbelt. Oh, yeah, no. Look, it's okay. I'm out of here. My intention is not to write tickets. I just want to know why you weren't wearing your seatbelt. You know, it's unsafe. And they're like, oh, I don't know. I forgot. You know, you caught me. I put it on as you were pulling me over. Bang. You got him on camera admitting. On camera admitting what you pulled him over for. There's no challenging in a court anymore. The guy just admitted on camera. Yeah, no, I did that. So then you begin, like, if you have the odor of marijuana or you have some other weird stuff going on, get people to acknowledge it. Hey, man, your car smells like weed a little bit. Like, why is that? And they're like, you need to look, or maybe sometimes I've had people say, like, well, my little brother had it this morning. Oh, we smoked earlier in it. Great. Like, how much, what better can you get that, like, the legitimacy of your probable cause and what you're claiming? And you can't prove it because you're smelling it in your nose. You know, they're going to go off your testimony. But, man, isn't it great to have it backed up onto camera, onto the camera, and have somebody else admitting it? Yeah, I know the car smells like weed. This guy was in here earlier. The car smells like weed. Okay, great. Great. Like, who could ever challenge your authorization now search that car or the credibility of you saying that you smell weed in the car? There's no trickery. Okay. Great, great tactic to use. I use it all the time. Try to get people to admit things on camera. And again, you guys have to go out and practice this stuff. If you really want to get good at it, you're going to make mistakes. You're going to screw up. I've had thousands and thousands of car stops, thousands. I couldn't even imagine how many, if we had to sit down and calculate, went through my CAD notes, how many thousands of cars I've stopped before I got really proficient at being able to pick cars out. I mean, guys who don't know and people who worked with me, and I'm sure the guys who were new to the police department I worked at, they're part of this group. You could ask other people. Didn't take me long, or the other guys who were good at this, long to figure out or to find the car that I was believed in criminal activity. Usually my stats were about 1 out of every 3 cars I stopped would end up in an arrest. So think about that when you're going out there and you're running, you got your head in the computer and you're pumping plates in, or you're working on your, depending on your Alpar, there's a better way to do it, guys. And then you got to know not just how to figure out which cars are the ones engaged in criminal activity, but then you also have to know how to talk to the people and be smooth on a motor vehicle stop, but an investigator at the same time. And it's not about being a Nazi and screaming at people. Remember, you get more bees with honey. You must know that. Okay. It's all part of it. I'm going to scroll down just a little bit and starting from the motor vehicle stop, I'm going to run you guys right through to the end. Hopefully this Facebook Live video doesn't cut out, but be professional, be polite, calm the drivers and passengers, all right? You don't have to be a psycho. You know, if they're bringing it up a notch, try to bring them down a notch. You know, obviously at a certain point you have to, you know, you can't get hurt. You don't want to get hurt if you have an extremely violent person, but like, I feel like there was nobody I could never talk to. You know, I mean, guys would call me up, hey, I'm trying to get into this car. They don't want to let me search. Will you come to my stop? Yeah, sure, no problem. And then within 30 seconds, I would build a rapport and guys were like, yeah, I'll sign the form. Just give me the form. That's fine. And we would find the drugs in the car. You know, you could just make sense to people. The more you know up here, the better you're going to be with your game. You know, it's just it. You know, we lose when we don't know, when we don't have stuff up here. So that's why all these videos, and for the past 6 months or a year, I've been giving you guys this stuff on Facebook. And I'm again trying to expand out to YouTube and Instagram. Now I'm working on that right after we do this video. That's all that stuff is going to collaborate and come together for you to be able to have the knowledge to go out there and do this stuff. So again, back to the motor vehicle stop. And I always did this one. Good afternoon, I'm Officer Bonino with the blank police department. May I please see your license, registration, proof, insurance? Just a polite, wasn't ever a scream, wasn't license, registration, insurance. You know, I would tell guys, you know what you sound like when you say that, how intimidating. They don't think you're a cool cop. We want to bring people down. If they're engaged in criminal activity, we're going to find out. We're going to bring their baselines and their physiologicals. You know, and like their heart rates, and I want to calm them down on motor vehicle stop. What I want them thinking is, this guy is cool. He's calm. He's collective. I want them to work with me. I want them to trust me. Sometimes I would stop cars, and be like, "Hey, Officer Bonino, Woodbridge Township Police. See, we're out here tonight doing seatbelt enforcement, and throw them completely off their game. Now, people are like, well, you can't say that. Why not? What if I was doing seatbelt enforcement? What if I was obviously out looking for seatbelts? Hey, you weren't wearing a seatbelt. We're doing seatbelt enforcement. Not that we're intending. This is really an educational motor vehicle stop. Oh, okay. This guy's know what's going on. You know, I play the dumb part a little bit and kind of throw them off. Sometimes I lean on them really hard. You know, I just lean on them really hard. Hey, officer, me out here with criminal narcotic interdiction unit. You know, I don't get caught to making too many crazy stories up, but sometimes I lean on them a little bit psychologically, put a little pressure on people. Now, you always get that question of, what am I being stopped for? Unless your agency has an SOP or it's required for you to tell them, what am I being stopped for, before getting their documents, I would not engage in that. I would not start to tell people, and any experienced officer knows, as soon as you tell somebody, sir, you're doing 7 over the speed limit, because that could be a good criminal interdiction stop, somebody 7 over the speed limit. You're not going to catch somebody doing 30 over the speed limit who has, you know, 2 pounds of weed in the trunk. They're just not trying to stick out. So you're not going to find that. So one of those questions that you could ask is, you know, hey, DCOS registration proof insurance, please. What am I being stopped for? Sir, as soon as I get everything from you, I promise you, I'll let you know what it is. Or ma'am, as soon as you give me your documents, I'll let you know what it is. And if they're persistent, ma'am, again, I just need to see your documents first. You want to always get that first. Again, don't violate your SOPs if you have an SOP. Again, if you want to hear, if you have a boss who's never engaged in kind of criminal motor vehicle stops and looking for this stuff, and he's saying things, maybe try to explain to him, like, look, Sarge or Lieutenant, I know you've never done this stuff. This is what I'm out trying to do. I'd like to get your support behind me. And this is, I think I can come up with some good stuff. But again, back to that, I'll explain everything to you after I receive your documents. And then we get the documents, you can tell him. Usually at that point, I would have him step out of the car with the documents. Take me a favor, step out. Let's talk, let's go off to the side of the car, in the back, off to the right, in a safety zone, away from other traffic, you know, especially if you have another officer with you. If you think it's a safety issue, don't be asking people out of a car. You know, just always wait for another car if you have to. Don't get caught into the habit of, you know, screening people that you don't feel are, that you're comfortable with talking to on the side of the road by yourself. Just be careful of everything. Listen, this is like the actual dangerous shit of police work. I mean, for myself and Officer Platt, Mitch Platt, who's one of the best cops I've ever known in my life, when we were doing motor vehicle stops, we would run people through NJDOC.gov, which is the search engine for people who just got released from prison, like half the people, we would laugh every night, half the people who were stopped and had a record on NJDOC.gov. So these are serious people. Don't take it lightly. Don't be lackadaisical. Know your tactics. Have the upper hand. But I'd have to step out of the car. And then a lot of times they wouldn't even ask what they're being stopped for. And I'd just begin my questioning. But from the beginning, you gotta remember, I already screened the car when it passed me. Then I pulled it over. I did a second phase, like a second screening, to determine that this was a good car or a bad car. And if it was a bad car, I would just let it go, get back to where I needed to be, and set up for the next good car. I wouldn't waste any time with a bad car. If you come up with things that you think are bad, let the car go. No tickets. Hey, man, have a good night. Sometimes I get, hey, what are we being stopped for? Here. I don't know. You were like, you didn't use your signal. So I'm here. Have a good night. Here's your license back, sir. Take care. No ticket? No ticket, sir. You need to check my license? Nope. We're good, sir. Back to my spot, looking for the next good car. All right. These are the things you have to think about. This is a different mentality you must take on if you have intentions of doing criminal narcotic interdiction. Straight truth. Just the way it is. They don't mix. And I wish people told me this when I started, you know, 17 years ago we didn't know what to do. We would ask people, like, what should we do? We want to find drugs. We want to find guns. We want to arrest people. And, you know, we would have the answer like this. Your best place to run plates is on Route 1. And a lot of cars there. If you look left to right fast enough, you can get plates in, and eventually you'll hit an ATS warrant. Like, and that ATS in New Jersey, for the guys who watch from out of state, is a traffic warrant. We get that on our MDT. And that's about the best we got as far as interdiction training came from the agency that worked. And nobody was doing it. There was nobody doing interdiction work. And anybody who was already in a specialized unit like narcotics division. So they weren't in patrol showing the new guys how to do this stuff. You know, so That's just my advice. I'm going to do one more slide for you guys. All right. Just come down a little bit here. And again, you want to calm people down. You want to have them outside the car. This is just a tactic. And sometimes I didn't calm people down. Maybe I leaned on them psychologically a lot and tried to get them to break and like reveal, show me their cards, what they had going on. If anybody has any questions, you can write into me while I'm doing this. Feel free. I know we have about 28 people watching. I'm going to go down a little bit. And I'll just talk about the camera. I'll probably end on this. Just things to remember about the camera. The guys who don't have a camera in their town or in the patrol cars, look, you're being filmed. Don't do anything stupid, okay? Times are different.